We're Emet Hashem continuing the Sefer Making It Work by Rabbi Ari Wasserman. Goes through various work-related shilas. And we're going to be starting today chapter 14, which is the beginning of a completely new inyan, which is generally socializing with non-Jews in the workplace, the pitfalls and the precautions. And starting with the drinking with non-Jews, which is a very negeir shaila. Mitzvah in the next chapter, we're going to be discussing what events are okay to go to, when it might not be okay, but assuming it's okay to attend a certain event, then what are the halachas regarding drinking in those events? So let's start from the Gemara. So Chazal say in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Aleph on base that it's also to drink sheichar with non-Jews. And we're going to define soon what sheichar is, but for the moment, let's just call it beer. It's forbidden to drink sheichar with non-Jews, and it's a very clear reason. It's mishum chasnus, because it could lead to intermarriage. Because if we're allowed to drink their alcohol, we might become accustomed to drinking in their affairs, and that could lead to us socializing with the women, etc., which could lead to intermarriage. Now, what does this mean practically? So the Gemara says, you know, how far it's taken, what it means practically. The Gemara says that Rav Papa and Rav Achai, they used to drink sheichar from a non-Jewish establishment, but they would take the following precautions. Rav Papa would just not drink it in the shop. He would leave with his bottle and drink it outside. And Rav Achai was even more careful. He would not actually drink the sheichar until he got home. So essentially what we're saying is that the actual drink is permitted to drink. The issue is where it is drunk. Now, although Chazal say that the issa of drinking with them is because of chasnus, the Taz in Yeridea Simon Kuf Yudabase Ois Aleph makes it clear that there's a low plug. It applies in all situations. Because there's low plug, although seemingly the whole issue would only be drinking it with non-Jewish women, but it's even men with men. Now, what is sheichar? So far we've said that sheichar is beer, but in reality the Aruch HaShulchan says sheichar refers to any type of alcoholic beverage. The Aruch HaShulchan actually speaks out the history of this issa. He mentions that the Mishnayos do not say any sort of issa of drinking sheichar with non-Jews. He says because the Mishnah was originally compiled in Eretz Yisrael about 1800 years ago. And at that time, the standard drink with a meal was wine. Other types of alcoholic drinks were not common at all. And we know they weren't considered to be suitable for Kiddush and Avdalah. But in Bavel, then there were many dates. And they used to have date liquor. And that was considered to be Chama Medina. That was considered to be a choshava beverage, and it was even used for Avdalah. So once they had this other choshava drink besides wine called sheichar, so it became necessary for Chazal, the Meroim, to make his surim even on drinking sheichar with non-Jews. Unlike in Eretz Yisrael, where in the times of the Mishnah, where the alcohol was almost exclusively wine. Now, although we've said that the Amoraim came along and made an issa on sheichar, that it can't be drunk with non-Jews, they didn't put the same level of an issa on sheichar that was on wine. The reason for this is because wine is certainly considered to be more chashuv. Sheichar does not have the same effect as wine. We're told in the Pasuk in Dinim says that yain, I think the expression is yain yisamach levav enosh, that wine gladdens a man's heart. And it whets the appetite. And therefore, although regarding wine, non-Jewish wine is completely usser, the relevant way of drinking it, non-Jewish wine is completely usser. But when it comes to sheichar, then they didn't go so far. Again, number one, because it's not as chashuv, and it's not mesameach levav enish as much. And also, lemaisa, the original gezeira is only on wine. So what gezeira was made on sheichar, as discussed, it was a geder, it was a fence to stop socializing over drinks with non-Jewish people. So assuming there's no cashless problems on a for example on a bottle of beer, then it's completely mutter to have a bottle of beer made by a non-Jew, and to be drunk together with Jews. But with non-Jews, then not only is it going to be the date beer, which the Rosh Hashulchan said, that's what Chazal was referring to. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch says very clearly in Yeridia Sim Kuf Yud Dalad Sifalev that all alcoholic beverages are going to be forbidden to have with non-Jews. The Shach over there speaks out that it's irrelevant of what type of grain it's made out of, wheat or barley. They're all going to be osa, and the Be'er Gra says because the base of the alcohol is irrelevant. The Issa is Mishum Chasnos, and that applies to all types of alcoholic beverages. However, and this is the last point for today, the Ramah quotes a caller, a more lenient practice, he said, which is the Minig in Ashkenazic countries in his time, that they allowed the consumption of grain and honey-based alcohol in a non-Jew's home. This is again the Kuf Yud Dalad Sif Aleph. According to this kula, then many of the alcohol beverages we have today, beer, for example, will be okay. That is what the remark quotes as a minig. So again, we've got the Mechaber who's assuring across the board all alcoholic beverages, and the remark is bringing this more lenient minig. Now, although the remark does bring down this more lenient minig, a number of prominent achronim, Ashkenazi achronim, are chelik with him. The Be'er Agra quotes this makel opinion of the Ramah, but he says, quoting Beis Yosef, that all the poskim disagree with this. The Pri Chadash also questions, you know, what's the rationale behind this kula. He says Chazal forbade all types of sheikha because of chasnos, and therefore he says one should not rely on this kula. But that is the background. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will start applying it lemaisa.